reminder to media members who've just joined our call, if you have questions for any of our coaches here this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Mike Houston. Good morning, Coach Houston.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
I'm doing well. Impressive 51-0 win for you guys in your CAA opener over William & Mary, but I know from your comments that even with 51-0 win, you feel like there were some things you could have done better just as you've gone back and looked at the tape. Just give me your impressions on the game Saturday.
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, anytime you get in a matchup in the CAA, you know, you've got to, you know, raise the intensity level and the execution of your team, and especially when it's a rival like William & Mary. And so we expected to get a really stout performance from our opponent, and I thought they came out and played very, very hard. I thought our kids did too. I thought that the kids had a lot of fire and a lot of intensity. When we started the game Saturday. I thought it was a hard fought contest. Now, I do think that we wore them down as the game went on. I did not like some of the sloppiness that we had, at times on offense, and then had a couple of mistakes on special teams that we got to get corrected. So I do think that there's significant room for improvement. But at the same time, anytime you get a win against a rival like that. And able to do it in the fashion that we did it, that's a significant win that you've got to enjoy.
We've got several questions in queue for you. If you'll get the first one for us, Tamika.
Your first question comes from line of Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio.
Hey, Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Talk about Ethan Racky missing those first two field goals. How big was it for him to get back to make three? And then your message to him in between time to try to keep his confidence up.
Well, the first one was probably on the fringe of his range, and he just did not hit it crisp. I thought that with the wind at his back, it was worth a shot right there, because it's almost too close to try to punt. I didn't think it was a manageable fourth down to try to go for it, so I felt like that was something that was worth the gamble. Of course, it didn't work out. The second one, he just pulled a little bit. But Ethan's pretty tough-minded. Does a good job of not letting the previous kick affect his next kick, and so just kind of pat him on the back of the head and let him go on. Didn't say anything to him. I know that he's his own worst critic, and so he'd get it corrected, and he certainly did. And the only thing I told him was Sunday, I said, you do know if you'd hit one of those two kicks, you'd have set a new school record for field goals in the game. And he laughed and said he was already well aware. So he's fine, and he's certainly had a strong start to the season.
Great, Coach. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Greg Madia with Daily News Record.
Hey, Mike. Last year's game against Richmond, it went down to the final minute. Good defensive game. What did they do last year to slow you guys down on offense? And I guess, what do you remember from that final drive where you guys were able to win it?
Well, I think, number one, the Richmond JMU ball game, you look at not only last year, but you look at the previous 3 years, which are the ones that I've watched the most closely, they've all went down to the wire. They've all been, really competitive games that go back and forth. So I think the JMU Richmond game is one that you can kind of, throw the records and the rankings and anything else that kind of out the window. It's going to be a tight contest. It's going to be one that's, really, really heated. It's going to go down to the final drive of the game. So, I thought they did a great job defending us last year. Obviously, we're looking at that game closely, as well as their games from this year. Russ's teams are always hard-nosed. I've faced him, many years. His team will be ready to play Saturday. And the thing that sticks out to me about the last drive last year was just, our team kind of just taking that mindset of, we're going to go win this thing. To be able to drive it down and really punch it in with some, with just some energy and enthusiasm there at the end of the game just to go ahead and win it. And so I think that said a lot about the mentality of that group last year. So it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great matchup to watch. I think it's already sold out. I know that everybody's scrambling for tickets. So it should be a great atmosphere for college football.
Just to ask you about Darius Carter, his first game back, after you're able to watch the tape, how do you think he played in his first one?
Okay. Darius is a little rusty. I think it's probably good for him to realize just how he's got to get himself, back into the playing groove. The one thing that's hard for guys to understand sometimes when they miss a little bit of time is, everybody else moves on. And, obviously the rest of our defense is playing at an extremely high level right now. And so I would anticipate, seeing him really come along this week and hopefully be ready to be, a bigger factor this Saturday.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach. You mentioned a couple weeks ago that D'Angelo is the guy who just kind of has a knack for returning punts. But I was just wondering, how have you kind of maybe seen him improve in that area since the time he was doing it as a scout team player to now?
Well, I think he's still a guy that is improving. He does have a knack. At the same time, he's still a young player. And so, the big thing right now that we're working with him on is, when to communicate. Because we were challenged a little bit Saturday just because of the inconsistency of the William & Mary punter, not really hitting the ball cleanly very much, and so you had some shorter kicks. I thought D'Angelo improved as the game went on with his decision making, when to fair catch that, how to get his teammates away from it. So he's still learning and still improving, but I think just his confidence has been the biggest thing from, last year to this year that, that has improved and, makes him really comfortable out there on the field.
Of course, this is his first year starting on defense. Had a couple fumble recoveries on Saturday, second on the team in tackles. What's impressed you the most about what he's shown in that area?
Well, he's a competitive player. And certainly that position is, one of the more difficult positions on our defense because, we ask so much out of him there. He has to play so many different techniques, so many different coverage situations. So I think that he is he's really shown a firm grasp of the system, and his mental errors have been minimal. And, he's been able to make some plays because as a result of playing that position, he's always going to be around the football. So we're pleased with the way he's playing to this point, and I hope to continue to see him improve as we move forward.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Your next question is from John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Mike, you've got several Power 5 transfers that are helping you a lot. My guess is because of the success of the program and the popularity of the school, you have the opportunity to get far more than you actually bring in. Could you guesstimate how often during the off season you or your staff is contacted with an FBS guy looking to come on?
It's every week, and it is a high number. Even we have taken some, but we turn down far more than we take. The big thing is there's always a reason why they're leaving, and so we really investigate why different guys leave different institutions and what the situation is. And I'm really happy with our roster right now, the kind of young men that we have in our program, and the way they are working together, and so we're very protective of that group. But we do get contacted a lot. So I would not even begin to put a number on it, but it's in the in a high range.
You mentioned Saturday's game and the scramble for tickets. Is
a
visitor's situation for Madison in Richmond a little bit different than it is in most places for the Dukes?
Well, I just think that's an area, number one, that we have a lot of alumni, so you're going to have all those fans turn out, and then our normal loyal followers that attend a game in Harrisonburg, it's not a whole lot of difference in travel going to Richmond, so you're going to have a high number of those make it. So the allotment that we have given to us from Richmond, obviously it's their home field, so the allotment for the visitors is not a high number, so those tickets go really, really quick. But the one thing about that is it's going to be an enthusiastic group of JMU Nation that's going to be there to support our players.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio Sports Radio.
Houston, how you doing?
Doing good.
Just talk about your defense. I saw you guys at NC State beginning of the year. You guys gave up 31 points to that very good quarterback down there, and you guys, your defense is playing lights out since then. What's been the difference since that game against NC State?
Well, I think you made an error on the points that we gave up. I don't think we gave up 31 against NC State. Okay. I think it was a much lower number, but I thought we played well that day. You know, we made the mistake there at the end of the ball game, giving up the busted coverage, which got them the touchdown that kind of sealed it for them. You know, it was looking like it was a 4-point game there at 17-13 with about 3 minutes to go. So, you know, we were right in it. So I thought we defended. I thought we defended their offense, which is a pretty high caliber ACC offense. I thought we defended them pretty well. I think we have improved since then. You know, in that game we had one starter returning, so you had 10 new guys on defense. And I think now you're looking at going into game five, they're not first-time starters anymore. You know, so they've got some experience under their belt. So I think you're just seeing a group come together as we move on throughout the season.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck this week.
Thanks a lot.
Mike, before I let you go, just talk about Richmond a little bit. Obviously a different look on offense with Kyle Lauletta no longer there and Kevin Johnson, and then second year in Coach Huseman's defensive scheme. Just what do you see from the Spiders?
Well, the big things, you know, they're certainly starting to take on more and more of the identity of Coach Huseman. You know, offensively, you know, they have dynamic playmakers. You know, as good as there are in this league, and certainly that's a pretty high remark, you know, looking at this league, because, you know, there's a lot of offenses out there that are high octane. You know, the trio of receivers with Brissett, Wilkins, and Simpson, you know, we're really going to be challenged on Saturday. Thompson's a high-end running back, and I think Kevin Johnson, you know, he's got the task of jumping in and filling the shoes of, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the history of the league. So I think he's done a great job, but, you know, they've got a challenging group over there on offense with the offensive line playing at a high level. You know, we'll have to have our best day defensively that we've had all year in order to stay in the ball game. So defensively, you know, they played us very, very tough last year. You know, I expect to have the same challenge this year. They're two interior defensive tackles. You know, both playing very, very well. And, you know, the secondary is very athletic. Linebackers are very, very active. They run really well. So it's going to be a challenge in all three phases on Saturday. It's going to be a great ball game for the fans to watch. So we're excited about the matchup.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for taking time with us here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks a lot.